You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hello, and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
Today, we have a Patreon-style episode. On Patreon, which is our subscription-based bonus episode content, we just open format, share whatever is on our hearts, and we never know what direction the episode is going to go, but it's really fun. And sometimes we get the best conversations out of it because there's no agenda and we can go wherever the wind takes us. And right now, we both have a lot of exciting things in our lives. And we're like, this catch-up section is going to end up being 45 minutes. And we're like, you know what? We don't do this very often on the public channel where we just give a proper catch-up behind-the-scenes look at our lives for the whole episode. So that's what we're going to do today. And next week, we'll be back to regular format where we have a proper topic and don't just yap.
Absolutely. Well, I was just telling Allison that she posted 3 posts back to back to back, and I missed all of them until like 30 minutes ago before we're about to hop on. So this really is going to be a proper catch up.
Yeah, you mean on Instagram?
Yes, yes. You have so many fun updates, and yeah, I'm excited to jump into them.
Thank you. I know if you guys are new here, normally we say 15 to 20 minute catch up. Sometimes it's 25, 30. Then we share our peaks of the week, and then we get into the topic so we don't get too derailed. I think we're just going to jump right into peaks of the week, and that way we have the housekeeping out of the way.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead? What's your peak of the week? And then we'll kind of reverse engineer it and catch up.
Perfect. Peak of the week. Basically, this entire episode is full of a bunch of peaks, but I'll start light because I want to do the catch up in chronological order. And I honestly feel really egotistical sharing this one, but I think it goes to show how important your energy is and the way you carry yourself. So when I was working the shop Saturday, my store in Omaha, I went in at 2. So there was another gal working like the opening shift, and there was no one in the shop when I got there. And I came in, I was like, you know, we're catching up a little bit. And I kid you not, like it just started getting super full. And she was like, oh my gosh, like your energy just brought all of the people in. And I was like, oh ha, just good timing, you know, like whatever. And I've had this happen a lot of times where like I'll go to a restaurant or something and it's dead. And then all of a sudden everyone swarms in. And this morning I went to get coffee and the barista was just adorable. And their Wi-Fi password, I was like, what's the Wi-Fi password? And he's like, the barista is cute. And I was like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Oh my
there.
Gosh.
He was gay, just like for the record, like to paint the full picture. Like he was so precious. I was like, I think we need to be friends. But I was sitting down and enjoying my matcha. I was probably there for like an hour. And he comes over and there was, I don't know, maybe one other girl on her laptop and then like a couple that had like probably just finished a run or some sort of workout. And then it got super busy, which I didn't really think anything of it. And he comes over and he's like, could you come every day? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why? Like, I'm just thinking, you know, like to be a customer. And he's like, because there was no one in here. And then he walked in and he's like, every table is full now. Look, and we have a line at the register. Like, it was all after you came in. And I was like, oh, that's really generous. Thank you. But from both people, it was just such a nice compliment, because whether it had anything to do with me or not, probably not, just someone saying that, I was like, oh, thank you for thinking that I made the room more positive than negative. You know, I wasn't like a dark cloud coming in here. So that was really sweet.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good message and good theme, because I will bring that up later in the episode too, because that happened this weekend of like feeling like we needed to make sure the energy was positive to make good things happen. And that's really nice. I feel like maybe that shows you're a business gal. Like, you bring the good business energy and make success happen, because you do.
Well, thank you. An honor, whether
it was positive. It was very positive. Yeah. Or even like you said, it's positive energy. I'll say my peak of the week was, again, kind of backtracking here, but I just got back from a little 2-day trip to Vegas with some new friends and some old friends. But my peak was getting reunited with the old friends. It was me and then my two college besties, Jasmine and Mackenzie. And how we met was me and Jasmine were random roommates our freshman year. And it's so funny because Jasmine retold the story of how we found out we got paired together as roommates. So I went to University of Missouri, and it's like 5 days of picking your rooms. I think it's the summer before you go to school. And everyone who knows everything about Mizzou, they're a third generation Tiger. Like, all these people know how to do it. And they got days 1, 2, and 3 and like knew to get on right away to get ranked to go on the first or second day. And I didn't know any of this. So of course I got day 5 because I didn't know to do all this stuff. So did Jasmine. So we both had those last picks, and I just picked a room in the all girls dorm, and same with her. And then probably a few weeks before school started, my mom was playing around in the portal and was like, oh wait, you can see your roommate's name. We like clicked around and she was like, her name's Jasmine Sines. And so I found her on Twitter, and Jasmine was like, yeah. And then this one day I got a random message from this girl saying, hey, I think we're roommates. And Jasmine was like, I literally responded, how do you know that? Like, it was so cold. And it was funny. She was like, wait, how did this girl find me? And then she's like, how did you know that? And I was like, oh, I found it in here, blah, blah, blah. Can't wait to meet you. And we even decided to like color coordinate things. So we were actually messaging quite a bit before we moved in. But then when we got there, hit it off right away, realized both our parents, she was from Dallas. My parents used to live in Dallas. I was born in Dallas. Like, our parents clicked, our families got along. And it's been great ever since. So like my whole freshman year, so it was me and Jasmine. And then across the hall was Kenzie and her roommates. But me and Kenzie and Jazz have always been like this little trio, even throughout all of college, not just when we lived across the hall from each other, lived together, we would always hang out. And it's just so fun to be together with them again. Friends. So we've been friends now for what, 10, 11 years? I love friends that you can just lay around together. You can not talk. You can just scroll on your phones. You could say anything. It's just such a calming presence. And I'm so happy that I got to make those friendships and still keep them, because I'm sure I'll have more in the future that are newer friendships now. But I just appreciate so much those old friendships where you just don't have to try at all. It's just so effortless. So it was a very cup refilling weekend.
Okay. Amazing. That sounds so much fun. That is the best thing about someone you've already lived with or childhood friends. Like, you've gone to the depth of vulnerability and intimacy because they've already seen all sides of you. So then you can just pick up where you left off. It's so nice.
Yes. So nice. So love those three to death. And I'm so happy. Originally, so it was Kenzie's birthday, and her other friends, I think there was like 3 other friends, they all got tickets for Coldplay. So that was why the whole thing happened. And yeah, I can get into this more after we're done with peaks. But then they invited us, and I'm so glad that Jasmine was also able to go and that it all worked out, because it was just so fun having us all there together.
That does really sound fun. A much needed reunion.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's do your guys' peaks. Sarah said she is enjoying the super warm weather. I love that. Me too. It's really nice out. And I sat outside all morning reading and drinking coffee. So I'm right there with you.
Life with Pay said, started an influencer account thanks to your advice. I'm excited to get it started and make it grow. Congratulations. That is fantastic. We're really proud of you. And I hope you stick with it.
That's amazing. That advice was from last week's episode. So if you haven't listened, go check that out. Eleanor said, started my research internship fit for the summer. It's been tough, but I'm learning so much. Absolutely love that. Best of luck with that internship.
And Kylie, she is one of the gals that went on our Arty Friends trip. She said, had my sweet girl, Tegan James, 1 week ago today. Aw, congratulations. I'm sure you're soaking up all of these magical moments.
Congratulations. As always, send in your peaks on our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast. We post that Instagram story box every Monday.
All right. Oh my gosh, I feel like we have a whole long road ahead of us of just like freedom. Like we just get a yap for the next hour.
I know. Okay, I think you need to start because even though I have quote unquote updates, they are not nearly as exciting or as important as yours. So no, you need to start with the biggest update. Last week, you're talking about you're having a gender reveal party.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm like, where do I dive into all of this? So quick timeline update. Mine and Clay's last day in Tulum was Tuesday, May 27th. Then on Wednesday, we flew home. That turned into a 2-day flying home. What a nightmare. I won't get into the flight delays on that trip back, but I think we've been saying it a lot lately. If you guys are flying, give yourself a minimum 5-hour layover. Like it has been terrible lately. And so then on Friday morning, I'm like doing some computer work at my mom's house in Omaha because we were like, okay, we need to repack, see family. I need to check in on the shop. We need to get our marriage license. We need to finalize Peach's paperwork. So we only had 6 days because we were flying to the Netherlands on Wednesday, June 4th. And 6 days kind of seems like a lot, but a lot of this stuff was things that needed to be done on like a business work day, like not a Saturday or Sunday. And so we only had that Friday, Monday, and then Tuesday to do all of this office stuff. And a lot of these things needed processing time. So we were like down to the wire. But Friday, I'm like doing computer stuff. And a few weeks before, I had told you guys, Clay and I went to Mexico City to get my ultrasound. And I get a message from, would you call that your OBGYN? I don't even know these terms. Like,
oh, yeah. Your OBGYN.
Okay. Yeah. The lady that did the ultrasound. Like, I don't know.
Actually, maybe I don't know. Maybe she wasn't an OBGYN. Maybe she's like a nurse practitioner. I don't know.
Oh, beats me. We need to phone Who McKenna. Knows? I have no idea.
Yeah. Where's the Arty Friends nurse? What's her correspondent? We call her the nurse correspondent. Like, we need her right now. But anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So she sends me a message on WhatsApp and she's like, hey, the results of your NIPT DNA test. It's like, I don't know, the common test. You get the NIPT test already. But there's also the gender reveal on there. Like there's the tests of health measures, all of these things. And she's like, do you want me to send it to you? Because if I send it to you, you're going to see right on top the gender of the baby. If you want to have a gender reveal first, I can like send it to the baker and then I can send you the results next week. And I was like, oh shit. Well, we are back in Omaha, but we have like a couple of days. And that means that we need to probably do this party on Sunday with our families. And that means I would need to come up with some sort of way to do this gender reveal within 48 hours. So I'm like, okay, yes, but hold please. So I post in a Facebook group of Omaha small businesses. I'm like, hey, is there anyone that can do a gender reveal cake by Sunday afternoon? This girl replies. And let me just preface this. Like, I'm not trying to be mean. Like, I'm really not. I'm never going to say her name. I didn't tag her in anything. I was just prefacing that. So she's replying right away. Like, we're getting it done. I had so many things to do that I was like, wow, great. Like, this girl's on top of it. She maybe doesn't have a busy weekend. She's willing to do this cake last minute. I'm happy as can be. And I look at her page and it wasn't like really outstanding or really bad, but I was like, all I need is like a white cake and put like baby on the top and writing. Like, that's it. I was like, the theme that we're going for is I'm doing a lot of shells, angel things. We're wearing cream and white, neutral colors. And then the flowers, we have eucalyptus and baby's breath. And so I had sent her 3 inspo photos. 2 of the cakes were just white. And I will say the 3rd cake did have like actual real baby's breath like poked into the cake. It looks super cute. Okay, fine, whatever. And I was like, well, you're the baker. Take creative freedom. Like, I told you what round, white, like, I don't know how much more you could. She's like, do you want flowers on it? Do you want, you know, something around the top? I'm like, I just don't know. Just do it like these inspo photos, you know, whatever. Like, here you go. Venmo her money. Didn't think about it again. So she drops it off at my dad and stepmom's house on Sunday morning. And my stepmom sent me a text of just a picture of it. And the words, cake got delivered. Like, no emotion, no emojis. And I like look at it and I had to do a double take. I was like, wait, it's really, really bad. Like I thought I was, couldn't believe my eyes or something. I like show Clay and I'm like, this is bad, right? I'm going to have to, I don't know where I could put it. I'll put it in the Patreon. A photo. Okay. She put baby Fisher on top. Okay, let's imagine, I actually think it was a 10-inch cake. And she put baby Fisher in like an icing writing. I kid you not, like 2 inches tall. It was so fucking small, right in the middle. You couldn't even read what it said. And then around the entire side, she put hundreds of bright green flowers. She said she was trying to make her own baby's breath. So it was like green stems, but with gray leaves. And I was like, wait, I said all white. Like, I don't know where all of this green came from. And so when I texted my stepmom back, I was like, haha, wait, it's really bad, right? And my stepmom is like in the baking community. She has a toffee business. She's just really, really good at that type of thing. And I would have asked her to do it, but I'm like, I want her to be in on the gender reveal. And one of my other good friends is also a baker, but I'm like, they're coming. This isn't fun if they know. So it's like, I'll just have some random person do it. And she was like, okay, I was hoping you'd say that. She's like, I knew. I opened that box and she was like, I was interrogating the girl. She's like, who taught you how to bake? What are your credentials? Because she was like, I know this is so bad. She's like, Allison would not order this. And like, there's no way she asked for this. And I feel like I'm kind of picky, but like on things like this, I was like, as long as it's not horrible, like it's fine. How bad can you mess up a cake? It's a white cake, just put baby on top. But then we were like, oh, should we get another one? We're like, we can't get another one because the inside has the gender. We can't just go buy another cake or cupcakes or something. It's like, who cares about the taste of it? Like, we just need to know the color. And she called me and I was honestly laughing. Like at no point, you can ask Clay, yeah, you can ask my family. Like at no point was I like, this is a crisis. I was like, who cares? It's just our family. I was like, I did kind of want a cute photo of the cake, but like, whatever. And she's like, no, I'm on it. And
ooh, okay.
She was like, I will handle this. And I was like, no, I trust you completely. Like, I don't care what you do. Anything is going to be better than this. So she like tiny scraped off like hundreds of the green flowers and then added like glitter and these tiny little baby feet, scraped off the baby Fisher, put Oh Baby on it. I have no idea how she performed like surgery to this cake. It was incredible. Like she was like, I had to keep freezing it because it was melting. So she's like, I'd freeze it, chip away, work on it, put it back in the freezer. I was like, I'm so sorry you went through this. Like, thank you so much. It did look a million times better. And
wow,
it just kind of added some humor to the day because we all were like, well, as long as she didn't get the gender wrong, like it doesn't matter what it looks like. But then everyone was like, yeah, doubting. They were like, what if, like, I don't know, what if she's just being evil and like purposely made a bad cake and then purposely puts the wrong gender in? And I'm like, guys, don't mess with my head like this. I don't. So even now,
yeah, you're like, I'm not stressed that it's ugly, but now you are actually gonna stress me out if you say that.
Yeah,
like, please don't.
So that was an element to the gender reveal party that was very memorable, I will say.
That's so wild. Also, yeah, knowing all the things you had to do before, you said Wednesday, you're like, I don't have time to be stressed. Like, we have to laugh. We do not have time. We have so much to do before then. It's like, yeah. And you were like, so down to pass it off. It's like, we can't be micromanaging this, but also like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think it taught me an important lesson though, because I'm like, who cares about a gender reveal cake? I was like, okay, mm-hmm, when it comes time for a wedding, I was like, I think this is why people like follow up and ask more questions, mm-hmm, and do the taste tests or send more photos. Cause I was like, I've learned my lesson. Don't say full creative freedom if I don't mean full creative freedom. Like, that was my bad. I won't say that again.
It's just so funny that it was just a white cake. It was literally just a white cake. That's crazy.
That's what made me feel bad. Cause I was like, I can't imagine how much time she spent on these hundreds of flowers. And I'm like, it would have been better if you just didn't. It was fine. Round white cake would have been perfect.
Well, how was the taste? Did it taste good?
Everyone was like absolutely shocked. They were like, okay, this is one of the best cakes I've ever had in my life. They were like, at least she's a good baker. They're like, we'll put her through decorating school, but the baking, it's going well.
Okay, really quick side tangent, and then you keep going. It's so funny because we just celebrated our year anniversary for our wedding, and my mom has the cake. I'm at my parents' house that we have to eat because you're supposed to save a slice, eat a year after a wedding. But I'm like, guys, I don't want to eat this because our cake was so bad because I did exactly what you did. I'm like, we have 8 million things to do for this wedding. Someone recommended a bakery, never did a taste test. Their pictures looked good enough. How it actually looked in real life was pretty. It tasted so bad. Like, I actually haven't asked so many of our guests what they thought about it because like, I took one bite and I'm like, this cake sucks. It's so bad. So that is such a good lesson. Like, do the taste test, be picky, because I'm a desserts person. And like, if I actually, that was like the one thing at my wedding that kind of made me mad. I was like, God damn it, this cake is not good.
And a wedding cake is not a cheap purchase.
It's not cheap. And I'm like, it tastes stale. So there's, sorry. Okay, yeah, that was just, that was like a very good lesson that you're telling everybody, because it's so true. Like, vet your bakers, because I was like you. I'm like, okay, they're a baker.
Like, if they probably know. Business,
you have to be good. Mm.
That's what I thought too. Look at us being so trusting. And we're also like, I feel like we try to help like small businesses and startup people.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, a new aspiring baker. So she's got to practice on someone. I'll be the guinea pig.
No, like verbatim, that is exactly what happened to us. We were in town for a venue tour and got coffee at this cute bakery and coffee shop. And it was so cute. It was in downtown, one of the cute little downtown little areas of Charleston. So sweet. Everyone's so nice. But just because they make good coffee or like maybe have good baked goods doesn't mean it translates to wedding cakes. So yeah, there's some truth behind that.
Okay. Well, when you tried it a year later, how did it taste this time?
It's defrosting right now. So I'll keep you guys posted for next week because we're going to try it tonight. But I fear it's going to be even worse.
Yeah. I can't imagine it gets better.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry. Continue on. But I just wanted to confirm that that is a good lesson because the exact same thing happened to us. I was just way too trusting.
Too trusting. I know. And like, I didn't want to be like this annoying girl micromanaging. So anyway.
Wait, we haven't gotten to the best part yet. What color was the inside?
Well, okay. Before I say that, I also want to say thank you to Clay's parents because we hosted it in their backyard. The backyard is so cute and his mom took care of the food. She made these chicken croissants that were adorable. Whoa. They totally fit the theme. Like when I sent her the Pinterest board, she was like, oh, I can do croissants just like that. And I was like, perfect. And then she had fruit and some salad. It was like light and healthy and fresh. And that's like what I was going for. And we had Clay's family, my family. And then I only invited one of my friends. I was like, I don't know. I just want it to be intimate. And it was a last minute thing. So there's probably only, and Clay's grandparents, maybe 30 people there, max 25, 30. And so we had it at 5 p.m. Then the reveal was at 6. So we gathered around the table and I was actually so nervous. I was like, oh my God, this is like, because I said it in my Instagram post, but I really did want a boy. When I first found out I was pregnant, I was like, oh, it's definitely a boy. I wrote down all of these names on a piece of paper. I wrote down like 25 boy names, one girl name. And then as it was going, a lot of like the women in my life were like, I really think it's a girl. And then I was feeling guilty because I was like, well, I don't want to say like, oh, it's not that I didn't want a girl. I just didn't want to say like, oh, I kind of hope for a boy. And especially like to the women in my life. And like, I'm a girl. I just have my sister by blood. My mom has three other sisters. So I was like, yay, trying to get really excited about the girl thing. And Clay was like, then Clay got really into it. Clay still wanted a girl. And when that cake and we cut it open, it was blue. I was like, it's a boy. It's a boy. I just kept saying it. I'm like looking at Clint. I'm like, it's a boy. No way. It's a boy. Like,
shocked.
Yes. I was so, so, so surprised. Like I had been so convinced by other people that it was a girl. And then with the whole baker with the cake thing, I was still like, it's a boy. Are we sure? So I immediately like messaged the baker and I was like, hey, any way you could forward me what the OBGYN had sent you? And she sent it right away. And I was like, confirmed, everyone. It is a boy.
Yeah.
So yeah, if the baby is a boy after all that.
Yay. So exciting.
I know. I like feel massive relief. I don't know why. I just wanted to try being a boy mom. And I feel like by the time I'm ready for kid number two or three, if that child is a girl, I'll feel more prepared. And maybe some people think a boy is harder than a girl. I don't know why. I just feel like this is a softer launch into parenting, having a boy as a woman, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fine to want a preference. I feel like everyone has a preference and it's so fine to have feelings, whether it's happy or upset about what you've got. So yeah, don't feel bad about that at all. But no, that's very exciting. I feel like I've wanted a boy first for the exact same reasons you're saying. So I understand exactly what you're saying.
You know, in those gender reveals where there's like a very masculine husband and then it goes boy and he's like over the moon. He's like jumping up and down, like so happy, like clearly over the top, just like wanted a boy so bad. That was me. Like my facial reactions,
so funny.
I couldn't post a lot of them because there were some people in the background, which that was kind of an L of the gender reveal. I'm like, why didn't we have everyone get in front of the table? There's like people behind in some of the photos. I didn't really think that through. I couldn't see them because they were behind me. But some of my facial reactions in these photos, I was that man that was jumping up and down with joy. And then
you're
I felt bad.
I was the cringe. Like, where they're like, okay, someone's a little too excited.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry.
Sorry, I just really wanted a boy over here. And I keep asking Clay if he's okay because he was hoping more for a girl. And I'm like, is my celebrating like making you sad? Like, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine. He's like, I just thought I would be a good girl dad. And I'm like, you'll get to be a girl dad someday.
Yeah, okay. It will happen. Just not the first one, because just wait.
Not meant to be yet.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, gender reveal, check, check. Then Monday, basically just had a work day in Omaha, ton of stuff at the shop. We recorded the podcast, got a new rug for the shop, did a bunch of deep cleaning, admin stuff, because I was like, who knows when I'm going to be in Omaha next? I got to prep to be gone for months. Literally put out my entire Tulum wardrobe, which was a smart move because the culture and temperature difference of the Netherlands to Tulum, night and day difference. I'm like, thank God I did not bring my Tulum clothes. Like, I even brought a swimsuit because I'm like, I don't know, maybe a hot tub. And I'm like, no, I'm never going to need that thing. But then on Tuesday, we repacked and cleared out my storage unit more. And I literally say this every time I go back to Omaha that I've been clearing out this storage unit. You guys are probably like, how much is in this fucking storage unit? But after we purged a lot in Tulum, it like felt so empowering. I was like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do hard things. Mm-hmm. I can let go of more stuff. And I had like two locker things in the basement of where my store is. And I was like, my goal is to get it to one locker, which I used to have the equivalent of like probably eight lockers. So we finally got it down to one locker. And when we pulled it all out of the two lockers, and Clay was like, you're going to have to get rid of so much stuff if you think you're going down to one locker. I was like, I can do it. Whoa. I can do it. And we donated an entire carload full of stuff. And he was like, I've never been so proud of you. I've never seen you make decisions so fast. What is coming over you? And even when we bought the rug, we walked into the rug store and he's like, I like this one. And I'm like, me too. Let's buy it. And he's like, when did you decide to start making decisions quickly? Like, I'm usually so indecisive, but I think with the amount of decisions that we've had and so much life change, I'm like, I don't have time. We got to make the choice and go, and I'll deal with the consequences.
That's so funny. Do you feel like it's part of nesting maybe too? Like a little subconsciously of like, you know how to get a space up to par for this. It's not even for the baby, but I feel like maybe there's like a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think it's like this urgency or this determination. I read an Instagram caption from this guy. He's like a dad influencer or something. And he was like, babies are not distractions, they're rocket fuel. And I just like keep replaying that because I'm like, I don't think we would have ever done all of this like so quickly, so I don't know, full speed ahead if we weren't pregnant.
No, I know my friend who has a baby under two and her close friends, she was like, guys, I didn't realize how little I did in a day until I had a child. And now it's appalling at how much time I was wasting and how not productive I was. And I'm like, I literally know that's me. Like, I know that I don't do nearly as much as I could in a day. She's like, having a child actually makes you so productive and shows you how much you can actually do in a day.
Yeah, and the efficiency. Because I think we spend a lot of time debating or deciding, thinking, researching.
Yeah.
And when push comes to shove, if you don't have the leisure of time and you just got to do it, it's really ripping the band-aid, makes it go way faster. So I actually have appreciated that because I am an overthinker and a perfectionist, and this has been forcing me to choose faster. And I actually think it's like a really important life lesson. And then, yeah, that was Tuesday. Got packed. Oh my God, it was still so hard. So I had one checked bag. Clay had one checked bag, his bicycle, our carry-ons, and then just like a purse, and Clay had a backpack.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and talk about one of our sponsors real quick, Shopify. As you guys know, starting a small business, there's nothing small about it. There are so many things to do. And both myself and Allison run a business, obviously, we run this podcast, and it has been consuming us since we started. There's always a new decision to make. And sometimes those small decisions feel so massive. And something that really helps you when you have a small business is choosing a company that has a great reputation, that does things right, so that the small decisions can be the right decision. So that's why we love Shopify. It is the best commerce platform, and Shopify is behind millions of businesses around the world. Did you know it actually is 10% of all e-commerce in the US is Shopify? So that's brands like Mattel, Gymshark, Skims, you name it. Those brands use Shopify. You can tackle all of your important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. Shopify makes the marketing minefield easy with built-in tools for running social media and email campaigns, so you can find new customers and keep them. And if you're looking to grow your business internationally, Shopify has global selling tools that can help you in over 150 countries. I mean, for us, it's a no-brainer. Shopify is the e-commerce platform to use. If you're selling anything online, get all the big stuff right for your small business right now with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. You can use the code alreadyfriends to get a $1 per month trial. Again, at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thanks to Shopify for sponsoring the show.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Which, when you put that all together, like, it, when in the airport, we look insane. It's like, where are you going? What do you guys need all this luggage for? But when you think about moving across the country and you have two checked suitcases and two carry-ons for your entire life, like, it's nothing. Well, I told Kara this because I was, like, at the airport feeling like an absolute idiot. So we flew Omaha to Atlanta Wednesday morning, and we were supposed to have a 10-hour layover in New York. We were going Omaha, Atlanta, Atlanta, New York, New York to Iceland. Well, when we booked the tickets, it was much cheaper to fly Omaha, Atlanta, Atlanta, Newark on Delta, and then to do Iceland Air to get over to Europe. Well, Clay and I are sitting in the airport, and he's like, babe, our flight leaves from JFK, and we're flying into Newark. And I'm like, no. Like, we'd already had such a traumatizing week of endless stuff to do, and the Tulum to Omaha travel day was such a nightmare. Our flight was canceled. We had to reroute. And we were like, fuck, we have so much luggage. Like, how are we supposed to get from Newark to JFK during rush hour traffic with two checked bags, two carry-ons, a bicycle in a box, a dog? We're like, there's no fucking way. Like, even if we got, we'd have to get a pickup truck because this stuff barely fit into my mom's car. And she was in the back seat, like, kind of illegally. Like, it wasn't, like, if we got pulled over, it didn't really look great. Like, we had her SUV, like, packed to the brim. So I don't think it would have been up to code an Uber with Clay and I in the back seat. And we're like, okay, do we rent a car? So I'm like texting Karen. I'm like, you lived in New York. What do we do here? Like, we got ourselves in such a pickle. Well, I don't know how we got so lucky. The Atlanta to Newark flight gets delayed. The plane has a maintenance issue, not even weather, some maintenance issue. So I go to the desk and I'm like, her name was Alicia Thomas. She's like, Alicia from Atlanta. I'm like, Alicia, you are my angel. Is there any way you would change our flight to fly us into JFK instead of Newark? And she's like, let me see what I could do. And she was like, oh man, you're going to have to go standby. And I'm like, that's not good, but we'll take it. And I was like, and is there any way we could also get some meal vouchers because of the maintenance delay? And she's like, yeah, sure. So she gives us two $24 meal vouchers. She's like, you know what I could also do for you? I'm just going to ship your bags straight through all the way to Amsterdam, or like put them direct. Because normally we would have had to collect them at JFK, then recheck them with Iceland, repay with Iceland. She's like, I'll just push it all the way through. I'm like, you just solved all of my problems. Like, I kind of felt like after we got the boarding pass, I'm like, how did we get so lucky? Like, that was crazy. So you get into JFK. We only had like an hour layover, even flying into JFK. Like, we were so royally fucked. There was no way. And we didn't buy insurance for this flight to Iceland Air. I had to get all this paperwork exactly for this specific flight into Iceland with Peaches. If we had missed this flight, it would have ruined everything. It would have cost us $2,000. So we get to the Iceland Air desk, and the guy is like such a stick over Peach's paperwork. Like, I'm like, sir, I have it stamped, certified. Like, I knew, because Iceland is an island, that they would be so strict about it. But, you know, normally in the airport, you like see kind of a lot of dogs. Like, no, so many, but there's pets.
Yeah.
No, she was the only dog at the Iceland airport. There was no pet relief area. People were absolutely flabbergasted that we had a dog. But I fought tooth and nail. I was like, she's coming. We did everything to get here, that I had to have an escort from the desk through security onto the flight through Iceland, because I don't know what they thought she was going to do, like bring some diseases into their country. I don't know. But we got her, and even the lady on the next flight, like to Amsterdam, was like, whoa, dog? No one gave us a heads up about a dog. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm not going through it again. Call the other guy from JFK. We already went through all of this. It was the closest we'd ever been to missing a flight. They held the plane for us. And then I had to feel annoyed. And I'm like, this was not our fault. We were in line an hour early, and you guys messed it up for us, but thank God Peaches made it. And then once we finally got to Amsterdam, none of our bags made it. And we're just waiting at the carousel. They all end up coming out and we're like, our hopes and dreams are just crumbling. And we're like, you know what? Light at the end of the tunnel. They'll probably bring them to the apartment. So we just go to the apartment. We meet our property manager at the apartment and she was an angel. She was like, we're sitting outside because we got here like 15 minutes before. So we're just sitting like with our one bag, like posted up against the wall. She's like, where's all your stuff? Do you have a moving truck company coming? Do you have luggage? We're like, no, it got lost. It didn't make it. We have nothing coming. This is everything we have to our names right now. And she's like, oh my gosh, well, let me help you. So she, after we sign the lease, goes to her house, gets an air mattress, a duvet, sheets, towels, plates, cups, silverware, two stools for table, like pulls up in her little, like, it was like a Mini Cooper, which is all this stuff. She's like unloading it. She's like, here you go. And the warmest welcome, which did I even say where we moved? It's called Haarlem. It's 15 minutes outside of Amsterdam. And that's in the Netherlands. I'm sure you guys know what the Netherlands is, but it's a country in Northern Europe. And so far, we absolutely love it. It was a rough start with the no luggage thing and sleeping on an air mattress for a few days. And then to top it off, the same day that we got there, the government collapsed. I don't really know what that means. I tried to have a local explain it, that one of the parties pulled out. And so there's also a strike. And yesterday and today was a holiday. So like literally every single thing is closed. Tomorrow, the trains are not going. So the good news from that is we're like, you know what? Soft landing. We don't have to rush and get everything done. Like I went to the thrift store today, got all of these amazing things for the kitchen. Like we'll just take this one day at a time. Because I feel like if everything would have been opened and running, we would have been like, okay, let's go get it all now. We need to furnish it on Saturday. But it kind of just gave us a free pass to be like, fuck it. Should we like, well, for me, a 0-0 beer and sit on the patio for 2 days?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. There's so many thoughts. Whoa.
I know.
First off, I've never heard literally ever of an agent being able to push your bags all the way through, especially when you're not on the same airline. So that lady actually was your guardian angel.
Isn't that like so shocking? An entirely different airline.
No, you're definitely blessed and highly favored because even when you were texting me, like, what do we do? That was not even a consideration. I didn't even know that was physically possible for them to do that. So she must have really liked you guys, or she must have felt very pulled to help you, because that truly was the only thing that saved you guys. Because like you said, you only even had an hour when you got there because of all those delays from the original flight. That's amazing that she did that.
I know. I still need to write Alicia from Atlanta, like, the most outstanding review of all time.
Mm-hmm. And also, where did Peaches get held up? Were you guys getting held up in JFK or actually in Iceland?
In JFK because we were going to Iceland.
Okay, right. Okay.
If we were flying JFK to Amsterdam, it would have been easier, but that's like a pretty long flight. And so I thought it would be better because if you have a dog in an airplane over 8 hours, then you have to get more special permission from the vet that the dog can hold it over 8 hours. So it's like, well, maybe it'll be better to stop in Iceland because then it's about 5 hours and then about 3.5 hours. And that'll be better because then I can stop in Iceland, let her out, take her for a walk, let her go to the bathroom. And
that makes hard sense. Mistake. I was wondering why you guys didn't do it nonstop, but that makes so much sense. Okay. That would be a long time for her to hold it.
Yeah, it's like, that's so mean. And she's too well behaved. She would never pee on the airplane because I've had like tighter connections before where I'm starting to get worried. Like it's 6-7 hours. And maybe I shouldn't say this, but there's been times where I've been in the bathroom on the airplane being like, okay, Peaches, it's okay. Go potty. Like I was just going to wipe it up. She's tiny, like on the floor of the bathroom. And she's looking at me like, what? I can't pee in here. There's no way. And so I knew if like, then she'd probably panic. I'm like, if it gets to 10 hours, she's probably just gonna like pee on me or the floor. Like she's gonna start like, I don't know, freaking out because she's gonna wanna have to go pee and not know where to go. I don't wanna put her in that situation. And not even just 10 hours, because 10 hours is the flight. By the time you get through security on one end, you know, through customs on the other end. But Iceland, once we got there to customs, the guy was really nice.
Well, thank goodness for Alicia. She's going to have so many good things happen to her for helping you. So many good karma points. And yeah, I've seen people, I follow a lot of dog influencers that fly and they'll bring like the little pee pads just in case for that exact reason on the planes, which I never realized. But you're right. Peach is too much of a human.
Yeah, she hates pee pads.
She subject herself to that. Yeah, she's too bougie. Okay. No, well, I'm glad you made it. I was stressed when all that was going down.
Clay said that was the most stressed he's ever been in his life. He's like, I never knew what anxiety attacks were. He's like, I was standing in that line. I was really about to have an anxiety attack. I was just like past being stressed. I was like, this is fucking annoying. Cause I was more mad than anything. Cause I'm like, I did all this paperwork. Yeah. Like there's no reason.
Like, I know that I did this right. There's literally no reason to be held up right now.
Yeah.
And it's not like you said, we were not 2 hours late to the airport. We didn't oversleep. We did not do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would, and you're like, and I know if we don't get on this plane, it's going to mess my life up.
Yeah. So the poor guy that was helping us, that's why I was like, you're escorting me. Like we are not waiting in the security line. You are taking us directly to the gate and making us go past everyone. But to wrap it up on a more positive note, made it to Harlem, got here. Our apartment is beautiful. It's stunning. Hey. Our street, like we were walking up. It's only like 5 minutes from the train station. We're walking. And I'm like, Clay, is this our street? Oh my God. I'm like, there's a rose bush outside. I'm like, look at the street. It's perfect. Everything is perfect. This is my dreams. Because we'd never seen it. We just signed this lease, chose this place having never seen it, which I've never done. And we get in and I just am like melting. The natural light, the wood floors. We have a garden in the back and I have a couple friends here and they came over this weekend. We went to dinner with them on Saturday night and they were like, we've told multiple people about you like getting this apartment that live here. And they're like, there's no way. Like the wars people have for housing here. Apparently they all like outbid each other. Like if a listing goes up, probably similar to like to New York, there's like 50 people show up for the open house. People are just bidding and not going up like 20 bucks, you know, like adding 200 euros. And they were like, you just got it, signed it. The listing was never live. You just got the price you wanted to pay and you have a garden and it's pet friendly and you have amazing natural light, washer and dryer. We have an oven. We have an oven and a dishwasher in Mexico. We did not have an oven or a dishwasher. So I'm like really excited to make warm food again. And it's just so cute. We cannot wait to host people. Like I truly, truly hope so many people come visit.
Okay. Don't say that. Me and McKenna will be there.
Please, 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 please. Wait, no, seriously, come.
No, like literally don't say that. I've been like trying to manifest a Europe trip this summer so bad. I'm trying to get sent there for work. I'm like, please, someone. Because I got asked to go on a trip to Spain last month, but I was on our London trip. It was the same dates as our London trip. And I'm like, oh, like that was my work. But I'm like, no, another one's coming. I just got to, fingers crossed.
Oh my gosh, so, of course it's coming. It's on the way. It's already here. Door's open for you.
I know. Okay. I'm so happy for you. This is so amazing. I've never been to Harlem, but it sounds so beautiful. Like it just sounds incredible.
We have to talk about McKenna and her TikToks with Julian. So if you guys don't know, Kara's sister McKenna is married to a Dutch man and they've been making these TikToks of McKenna trying to pronounce Dutch words and they've gone like very, very viral, millions of views. And that's exactly how I feel. These words, I mean, I studied German for 5 years, so I at least have some context. I think I will pick up Dutch faster than Spanish actually, but these words are so long for what? For what?
They're crazy.
They just smush them all together.
They're crazy.
Like the name of my street is probably like 18 letters.
I my brain cannot comprehend how or why it's like that, but that's why the videos go viral. Like you said, it'll be the craziest 30 letter word. And Julian just, Fleischleichelflackerflack. And I'm like, what?
And the way they say it, I'm like, that can't be that word. Like I'm looking at it and it is not an intuitive language.
No.
We have to link some of these videos. People, please go binge them. They're so funny.
They're really funny because Julian just like, it rolls off his tongue. Just, this word. And McKenna is like struggling so hard. But
that is me right now. I'm not even trying. Like in Mexico, I try. I speak a little Spanish. I try to order. Mm-hmm. I say thank you, make a little small talk. Here, I'm like, I will have an iced matcha. Like it is going to be a long time before I even attempt these words.
Well, luckily, the Netherlands, everyone's really smart. They all know 2+ languages. I think English is a very normal language there. So luckily for you.
Yeah, they see me coming and they just speak English. They're like, don't worry. We'll put you out of your misery.
We're just not going
to try. And I feel like they're so sweet about it. Like there's other countries where they don't want to speak English, but I think here they've all been learning English since they were like in elementary school and they speak it so well that they're happy to practice it from my experience. And I'll wrap up with, I wrote 3 rapid fire pros and 3 rapid fire cons of moving from Tulum, Mexico to Harlem, Netherlands. My 3 pros are the architecture, unbelievable, absolutely stunning. My camera roll, I'm taking pictures again. I'm like, every corner is perfect. I love it. I'm so happy. And it just feels like home. Like I really did like Tulum, but it had kind of this feel of vacation slash like a fantasy world to where this, Clay immediately, even on the second day, he goes, oh man, I think we're going to be here a while. Like he's like looking at a car. He's like, I think I should just buy a car while we're at it. Like we're staying. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like either of us really felt that like really long-term, this feels like home feeling. And then the third one, the walkability. I said a few weeks ago that I was so excited to get my steps over 10K. Day one, it was like 15, next day, 12, 10, 13. I actually have kind of like fucked up my foot. What do they call it? Plantar fasciitis or something?
Yeah.
My right foot is like,
you're like
messed
walking
up.
Too much.
Yeah. My body's like, we're used to moped life. Like, so I got to go to Amsterdam when the trains are working again and like get some new sneakers. And then three cons. Truly forgot people smoke cigarettes. No one in Tulum smokes cigarettes. And I feel like where I live in Omaha, there's not that many. Maybe it's because you're in your car. I did kind of forget that Europeans are heavy on the cigs. Like when you're going for a walk down the street, I'm like, oh, I didn't miss this. I also have no clothes for this weather. It's not cold, but it's 60, 65. And when you go from 90, 95, I brought one jacket. I like people are going to be like, oh, there's that girl in that denim jacket. I have worn the same jacket every single day since we got here. And I keep going to the same coffee shop and I just walk in looking homeless in the morning. And I'm like, this barista is probably like, where did this like homeless girl come from? And then the third one, even though our apartment is absolutely amazing, it's apartment house. I don't really, maybe it's more of a house, is half the size of our place in Tulum and of our place in Omaha. We used to have two bedrooms, two bathrooms, an office. Now we have one bedroom, no office, one bathroom. So like Clay was doing his calls in the living room and I was sitting out on the patio and then I came in to record and now he's out on the patio and then he has another call after. So I'll go back out to the patio. So it is going to be an adjustment, I think. And on that note.
Yeah. And I mean, you should always get a co-working space. I feel like those are so big there. I know that when I was there a couple summers ago, I looked into working from one for the day. So there's lots of options because I feel like that, I mean, that's just par for the course. There. Everything's just so much smaller and more compact.
Yeah. I think our entire bathroom is like the size of half my shower in Tulum.
Wow.
And even our kitchen, I feel like, is a normal size kitchen by European standards. I'm like, this is not an American suburb kitchen by any means.
Well, this is all very exciting. And I'm manifesting a trip out there soon. Also, you need to set up some sort of baby registry or something so that we can buy you stuff in the Netherlands. I don't know how that works there for this baby.
That's so nice. Do people do that this early? Is it too soon?
I don't know when that happens. You're speaking to someone who has been to like one or two baby showers, but we need to ask McKenna. McKenna has family in law that have children.
Okay,
yeah. In the Netherlands.
Have her let me know what is socially acceptable. Because I'm like, do you make your own? Or just like a friend make it?
Well, you probably couldn't do it however you do it in the US because I don't know what stores. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that works.
I know. Thankfully, there's Zara Home and I think like Zara Baby here in Harlem.
Oh,
even.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, the shopping is so good. Oh, I could keep yapping forever. The thrifting.
I have to say, is this interesting? I'm like, you just had like three... I know. You've had so many major life changes. I'm like, my stories don't compare because I'm like, this is just so much more fascinating. But it's, we cannot, well, we'll have a lot more to share. We'll keep harassing you for updates.
This is true. I'm not going anywhere. And
yeah.
It's just a lot happened at once. But
yeah.
In time, it will soften out. I feel like I just said one thing that was like my wrapping up, but now I don't even know. So I guess, just the thrifting. There's no thrift stores in Tulum. And I live in walking distance of a very large thrift store. I've already been twice. It's not good. It's a good thing I don't have a bike or a car yet because I could only bring enough kitchen stuff home that I could carry. But I'm so happy to have thrift stores again. Like, I had to do something, so I only had like 14 minutes, and I'm like, it's fine, I have time.
They're like, not the neighborhood homeless lady ransacking the thrift store, too.
And they're like, and she didn't even get a new shirt while she was in there. She got all plates and cups.
Oh my gosh, no, you gotta take it one step at a time. There's so much to do. Yeah, I have so many logistical questions, like how you're gonna furnish, how you're gonna get everything done, but we could save that for next week, I guess.
Yep, next week's good. Okay, your turn.
I don't even know how to start, but I guess since you were being very positive and bringing a high vibration to all these situations that were possibly going to screw you over, but you kept cool. I feel like I can keep that theme and just share a couple stories of being in Vegas this weekend and how that actually also helped us too. And then we should talk about reading because we just read the same book and I feel like we need to share that. But really quick, so I did Vegas, was just there for 2 days. I think you don't need to be in Vegas for longer than 48 hours. That's just a me thing. If you want to go longer, maybe your first time you could go for more than that. But I'm like, how you said the cigarette smell has been bothering you. That's how I am in Vegas. Like if I'm smelling too much cigarettes, like I will actually need to leave and throw up because it's just like, it's too strong there. Cause I feel like it's just been like soaking in the walls because you can smoke inside in Vegas. So it just like soaks in the carpet and the walls. So
excuse me. I did not know that. Like,
oh yeah, you smoke inside. Yeah. So actually this time I did not stay at a casino, and that's going to be one of my pro tips. Honestly, I loved it. I just stayed at a Hilton right on the strip, but it was not a casino. There was no restaurants. There was nothing to do in this Hilton except for sleep. And I absolutely loved it. I'll link the Hilton that we stayed at, but I didn't get like smell overload because Vegas, I had a work trip there once for 5 days. And on day five, I was losing my mind. The smells were just like driving me crazy. I'm like, I need fresh air. But this time I had none of that. Did not get the smell overload. And I feel like staying not at a casino really helped, but it is fun. It is fun to do like the whole Vegas thing. But I think this was my fourth or fifth time there because I've been 3 or 4 times for work in the last couple years. In the last like 4 years. Anyways, so that was my little pro tip, but positive energy. So since I was only there for 2 days, we like really needed things to go right. So I'm like, I'm out. Like we just need to have like a fun 48 hours. Had a great day Friday. Went to like a little beach club day thing. Went to Encore. And I mean, I was telling everybody this. I was telling Connor, I was telling my family last night. I'm like, I didn't want to pay for anything because I'm sorry, as a girl, there's a lot of cons to being a girl in life. But one of the pros is like when you go to Vegas, you don't need to buy anything. Like you just need to get there, get your hotel. But like you can usually drink for free. If you're lucky, you can got to eat for free. So I found some promoters on Instagram. Guys, pro tip, just find whatever club or beach party you want to go to and just search on who they follow, promoter. And they'll usually follow like 3 promoters. And those are the ones that work directly with the club. Like that's who they want you to work with. And they might be able to hook you up. So the first day, got a promoter. And I will say this, like I am definitely getting to the age where I think I'm going to outgrow Vegas. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be like one of the last times I actually go to Vegas and do the club thing. And I had never done any of the day parties. So I was trying to go all out and have fun, you know, because I'm like, we're going to be too old for this real soon. So on the day one, we got to a day party, got to drink and do all the stuff for free, got really close to the DJ, all the fun stuff. That night, our friends really wanted to see John Summit. And I was one of the people, I'm like, I don't know who any of these DJs are. Of course, I know who they are. I don't care. I'm just here for a fun time. But my friends really wanted to see certain DJs. And one of them was like, we really need to go to John Summit. Because in all actuality, John Summit is like the number one of one DJs. Like he's probably the best, hottest DJ right now in the whole world. So I got the hype. I'm like, okay, I understand why we want to go. So we walk in to go to John Summit because we're on the list. Like you can get in for free as a girl. The line was like wrapped around the building. The line continued on outside because there's like the inside area where the club is. Line went outside all the way down the street. We're like, oh my God, we're not getting in. And I was like, you know, I was one of those people that wanted to see him. So I'm like, I don't really care. Let's just go somewhere where there's no line. You can just get in. My friends were like devastated. And so then the energy started to get a little negative. Like it was really, it was an L because everyone was really excited to see John Summit. So it kind of flopped. And one by one, everyone started to like go downhill with positivity. And so then we're like, okay, well, Martin Garrix, I guess, was playing somewhere else and he's a big DJ. Again, I'm not a DJ girl, so I wasn't really understanding, but apparently there's other DJ who's maybe he's like number two or number three. So we Uber across town to go to this DJ. We get there. They won't let us in. They're like, you guys need to pay $40 to get in. And I'm not someone who will not go with the flow. Like I'm very go with the flow, but I was standing there. I'm like, guys, have fun. I am not paying money. Like again, like as a girl, this sounds so shallow and so awful and so not the same positive cutesy moving into the Netherlands vibes that you're saying. I'm like, I literally refuse to pay $40 to get in somewhere when we can literally get into free every other place. I'm like, why are they going to make us pay $40? And I was like, have fun. You go, but I'm leaving. I'm not paying $40. That's crazy. That doesn't even get you anything. That just gets you in the door. I'm like, we can literally get into free anywhere else. And so then the vibes were really bad. And then finally, we get a message.
Quick pause. Oh, wait, sorry. What's the consensus of everyone else about Martin Garrix? Like they're down to pay the $40 and they're like, go have a good time?
So two people were down to pay the $40. And I'm just standing there. I'm like, that is crazy work. Like, I'm not paying $40 when it could have been free. You know what I mean? Okay, so I don't know. It's all stupid. It's very shallow. But I was like, two people really wanted to go. I'm like, you guys go. But then we're standing there and just like not making a decision because I don't think they really wanted to pay either. Because just on the principle, you just shouldn't have to pay. I don't know. I think we just messed it up because we were just like so sure we were getting to John Summit that we didn't make a backup plan. And so then we were trying to get into this other big DJ and like that, you, I guess you kind of needed to like pre-plan that a little bit. We didn't pre-plan. So we've had a first L. So then we Ubered across town, had another L, and we're just standing outside of this so defeated. One of our friends gets a message that was like, if you come back to John Summit, we can get you in. And knowing how long that line was, we're like, do we want to risk this? Like we all, also, if you guys haven't been to Vegas, you have to walk half a mile to a mile every time you get dropped off. Like these casinos are massive. Like you can't just like Uber and like walk right in. You are walking and we're all wearing heels. The vibes are just like really low. And we made a group consensus. We're like, okay, we're going to get back in the car. We're going to go back across town, but we need to like be positive. Like when we get in this Uber, we need to shake off this bad juju because if this flops again, I think we're actually gonna lose our minds. So we get back in the car, we play upbeat music. We literally physically shake it off, like played some fun music. And then in the car, I'm like, guys, we're gonna see John Summit. We're gonna get, like, I'm fully saying out loud, like, even though I'm like, I don't care. I just wanna get into somewhere at this point. But like, again, my friends really, really want to see John Summit. I'm like physically saying out loud, we're gonna get in. I'm like, everyone, positive vibes. So we get there, we go up, we show the message, we say the name, and they let us cut the whole line. We get in and the night took a positive turn. I saw this TikTok a couple of years ago, and I think I have talked about this on the podcast before, but this guy, his name's Nikki, and he said, you need to have like some ritual that you do to take a bad day to a good day. And his was putting on fun music and dancing. And he says he pours himself a glass of wine, but like you literally need to have a ritual to switch the vibes around. And in the car, us putting on, we put on like City Girls, this like rap song, and like we're rapping and dancing. I'm like, we just need to like literally physically shake it off. And it worked. But that whole flopping process was probably, I'm not even kidding you, 2 hours. So like we were flopping for like a solid 2 hours and our feet were hurting so bad. My feet literally still hurt. It's Monday. My feet still hurt from that night of like how far we walked.
Was this the night anywhere that you wore the really cute outfit that you posted on Instagram?
Yes.
That was
yes,
a good fit. That, you looked great.
Yeah. We can't, oh my gosh, thank you.
We can't let this outfit be missed.
No, we can't let this, literally, we have to wear this into somewhere. So yeah, we finally got in, had a great time, was right by the front, got into the little bottled tables area, got hooked up. So I do genuinely believe that it was because we switched. If we got into the Uber, stayed negative, stayed in that flop where we were when we were at the second place, and like this man was trying to make it, this, it was a dorky guy too. I'm like, I'm not gonna pay this dork $40. Like, I think he's just gonna pocket this money. Like, I don't think he's like actually, I don't think this is going to the venue. I think he was literally just trying to scam us. So yeah, we got in and that was a pause. That was positive and it was so fun. I had a great time.
And did they think the show at John Summit was worth their dreams of what they thought it was going to be?
Yes. They had a great time. I enjoyed it, of course. I think that, again, I was just, as long as I was in an area where I could dance, and I'm sorry, again, really shallow, but like get free drinks, I just didn't really want to spend, because every drink in Vegas is like $50. It's crazy. It's not like a $10 drink. Of course, anywhere else, I'll buy a drink, but I'm like, I don't want to pay $50 for literally a tequila soda. This is crazy. So yeah, I was happy. Everyone was happy. It was super fun. And then one more positivity story, unless you have any comments on that at all or no?
I was just thinking how lame I feel for not knowing who John Summit is.
Yeah, that's okay. I feel like if you're not in the EDM, I mean, honestly though, he's very mainstream. So I'm like, wait, actually, he's very, it's actually, you should know who he is. No, it's fine. He's just like a really popular DJ. He's from Chicago, actually. So wow. Love a Midwest King. He blew up during COVID, maybe like 2020, 2021. He literally was working in finance, worked for one of the big consulting firms. I think he worked for like Deloitte or something. I don't know. And just started making music on the side and blew up. And I'm like, good for him. He was fully working a full-time consulting finance job. And now he's this big DJ.
And people love stories like that. I feel like that's relatable to the audience.
Yeah.
This is also like such a life change for me because for my 21st birthday, I had like flown to Amsterdam to go to the DJ competition of the world. I was like so excited to do that for my 21st birthday by myself. Was like, that was when I was working at the bar and nightclub in Nebraska. So such a different time of my life, like to be fully in that scene. And now 10 years later, I'm like, who? Like, I didn't think I would get so old and boring so fast. So
that's
good.
Okay.
You had fun in Vegas, because I agree. Like,
yes.
All of a sudden, like you get to the end of your 20s, like early 30s. And the second, yeah, it's like you get married, you buy a house, you have kids. Like, I don't feel like those things hit in as much fun as they used to because you feel old. It's not even because they're not fun anymore. I just sometimes feel like, am I not cool enough to be here?
Oh my gosh, no. Well, that's why I was like, you know, that's why I'm going to go to Vegas. Because when they invited me, I'm like, do I really need to go to Vegas? Do I want to go to Vegas? I'm like, there's still things I hadn't done. Like, I hadn't done any of these pool parties. I hadn't done any of this because I really have only gone for work. So I'm like, I didn't get to do any of this fun stuff.
And not with your friends. So, like, what are you going to do on a work trip?
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm like, I don't really need to drink with my coworkers and go to the club. So like, even though I had been to Vegas, I hadn't really done Vegas per se. So yeah, I was very excited to do this, but I'm with you. Like, you, there's, I'm going to age out of this real quick. So that's why I'm like, okay, let's do it all now. Let's go all out. Let's go to the day clubs, do the nightclub thing. Let's use the promoters. Like, let's play the game. And I feel like that was what was fun for me, was just like playing the game of like, okay, I got a promoter. We got in for free. We get free drinks. Like, if, like, I feel like that was just fun for me. Cause I'm just like, I like doing that kind of stuff. Like, you know, finding their Instagrams and like playing sleuth and like figuring it all out.
Yeah, you are very good at the planning and being group decision maker. Did you like the day club pool parties better or the night scene?
I liked both. I just like being outside in the sun and being by the pool and stuff. So I probably the day clubs, which was so fun because I had never done that before. And I was telling, I have a Spanish tutor because I'm relearning my Spanish. And it was so funny because she was like, girl, I cannot relate at all. Because I was telling her I was going to Vegas for a friend's birthday. And we were talking about how she is like not into any of this at all. But I'm like, look, I literally go to clubs or like a club once or twice a year. So this is that quota for me. Like, literally last year, I went to Croatia in the summer. We had no idea how big going out and stuff was in Croatia, but we went that to those clubs then. I'm like, I don't think I went to very many other clubs after that. So I'm like, I go once or twice a year. I'm still in my 20s. Gotta live it up. Gotta have fun. Because if I don't do it now, I feel like that'll make me sad for when you literally can't do it and when you're 60. Well, I mean, you could, but like,
it just feels different.
It's just different.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm doing it now and then I'll be happy.
As you should. I think that's just part of being young. And I'm even glad the night before Clay and I got pregnant, we went out. I didn't really drink that much, but we went to a rooftop. We were dancing. There was a DJ. And I'm like, I'm glad we did that. It's funny because the girl we met at, it was like a low-key bar that we went to before the clubs. We were just going to have one drink there, go home. And then we meet Aisha. And Aisha is now responsible for us being pregnant. Because if Aisha hadn't made us go out, we wouldn't have been up all night and I wouldn't be pregnant. So we're like, Aisha was our baby's angel.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you gotta name the baby. Oh, yeah, that's a boy now. Sorry, that's her middle name, Aisha. Honestly, what a queen.
I know, we're like, we think back and we're like, was Aisha even real? We're like, did we make her up?
That's so funny. Like, truly.
She was a character. But like you said, looking back, like, I didn't want to be like, oh, I wish I had done things that I wanted to do. So even now being pregnant, I'm like, at least doing out with a bang.
Yeah. I have one more positive vibe story.
Please.
So on the second day, I flew out Sunday at 5 a.m. So I only did like three things in Vegas. We did the day club party Friday, nighttime party Friday. And then we did like another day club thing during the day Saturday. Because again, the DJs, my friends were really into the DJs. They wanted to see Dom Dalla. That's my John Summit moment for you. I'm like, apparently he's this massive DJ. I'm like, okay, I literally, of course I had heard, when I heard the songs, I'm like, okay, I do know what this is. I'm like, who is this?
Why
is it so busy? Yeah. And everyone was like, the line was crazy. Again, so much hype. And I'm like, I literally don't know what this is. But when we were in line waiting to get in, I met these cute girls. It was this one girl's 23rd birthday. So sweet. They were from East Coast, California, all over. And I just loved them so much. And like the birthday girl, I was like, you know what? Here's $20. I literally had one $20 bill. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to treat you, even though that'll probably get you half a drink here. I'm like, here's your birthday gift from me. Like, she was just so cute. And so we followed each other on Instagram. But later in that day, actually, sad fact, one of my friends fainted because it was 106 degrees and there was a heat advisory. She fainted at this pool party, literally not even an hour in. And so I was waiting for her. They only let one of our friends. She was fine. She just got some water and they helped her cool off a little bit. She went home after. But I was waiting for her outside of the first aid room and I ran into my little group of girlfriends. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And they're like, this guy invited us into his little room, like the bottle service table. And then 10 minutes in, he kicked all of us out. It was so embarrassing. This guy like fully kicked them out because he just, I don't know, was being like a weird loser. And I was like, oh my God, that's so lame. And they're like, it's okay. Something else is going to happen. Like, we just know it. And then I literally saw on this girl's Instagram story the next day, they got to go behind the DJ. So once after this loser man kicked them out, they remained positive because I ran into them. And then they got to go behind the DJ booth. And I was like, shut up. Like, you guys are meant to get kicked out and embarrassed by that loser man. And she's like, wait, I said the exact same thing. So that's your reminder to, because like when I ran into them, some of their vibes were definitely a little low because they were like, no, it was so embarrassing. Like, they had like a bunch of people in their room and they like fully just kicked them out. I was like, you guys need to get out right now. And no, they stayed positive. And then they even got 10 times better spot.
Okay, I have to comment on you giving her the $20 because my first thought is like, you are literally so nice. And I love that for yourself, you wouldn't pay $40 to get into Martin Garrix, but you'll give this random girl 20 bucks. Like, that's so cute.
No, I know. No, I have something because I'm like, if I do not feel value in something, I refuse to pay it because same, like I don't want to buy a $30, $50 drink, but like giving her $20, nothing. I'm like, this girl's an angel. It's her birthday. I just like, I don't know. She also, we just had stuff in common. I'm like, I just wanted to give her that. And even like later in the night, we like met some people and I'm like, get in our Uber. Like, we'll drop you off. I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I'll literally add money to their stop. It was like an extra like $10 or $20. But I'm like, I don't care. Like, I just like these people. And I, if something does not feel valuable to me monetarily, like I actually, like there's, I cannot pay it. But there's other things that are the exact same price, like you're saying, but I'm like, yeah, take it. Because money is energy.
I agree with that because I was at the kitchen store a couple days ago and one plate was $10. And I'm like, I can get a better plate at the thrift store for $2. But then
yeah,
like we'll be at dinner and I'm like, oh yeah, add dessert. Oh yeah, let's get a side of fries.
Yeah.
Like just toss it on. Because yes. Food, I'm like, oh, I'll always pay it. But if there's some things that I know I can get cheaper that I like more, I'm like, absolutely not. It's criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's sweet that you're giving. I'm just using it for myself. You're like out here actually like passing it forward.
I'm sure that you do the exact same thing. Just, I don't know. I feel like there was literally no thought behind it. I'm like, you know what? I want to give you something for your birthday and all I have is a $20 bill. So just take it. Again, even though it's probably wouldn't have gotten her very far. But I'm like, I just feel like giving just feels so good.
No, that's really sweet. And why, now you have this nice memory.
Yeah. And it just, if you constantly give, then you receive. And then you don't even know where certain things that you gave. You don't even know when you got. Like when you get something, you're like, I don't know which giving boosted my karma to give me this, but it's just a continuous circle.
No, it is so true. And if you are always a giving person, like the property manager that brought us over her air mattress and the extra stuff, I'm like, this is what I do for people. Like when I had Airbnb guests or like people are in Omaha, like when I was working the shop, this adorable person came in and they were like from out of town and they were like, do you have a bathroom? Like I just bought new clothes at this other store. Can I change? Like didn't even buy anything at my store. And I'm like helping them out, giving them like a bathroom, a place to change. Recs of where they should go eat. And I feel like I do so much for other people like that. And it was really nice to have it reciprocated from this property manager, like seeing, and she could have just walked away and been like, oh yeah, well, IKEA's open. Good luck. It's one train stop away. But instead she's like, let me make this better for you.
Okay, well, then that's so positive. I think even though we're talking about Vegas and the Netherlands and all these random things, the recurring theme is that what you put out, you get back, and you doing those nice things for people. Even if it hadn't been so quickly after you had done those nice things, it's going to come back to you and you're going to get rewarded.
100%. And all it takes is a little perspective switch. You know, an L, if you turn it on its side, two L's is kind of a W. So you just got to use a little creative brain power to turn some L's into W's. And then everything will get better.
No, that's so true. Like even when we were flopping so hard on Friday, one of the people I was with was like, guys, it's already 1 a.m. We haven't gotten anywhere. I'm like, it's already 1 a.m.
It's only 1 a.m.
No, I literally said, I'm like, these places are open till 4, 5. I think they're open till 6. I don't even know. I'm like, guys, it's only 1 a.m. Like
the night is young.
Fine. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing. No, that is such a great takeaway from this episode. No matter how down in the dumps it can seem, you always have the power to change your situation, change your perspective, change your reality. And if you stop marinating in the bad energy, the quicker you can get out of it, and then it can just get so much better.
Yeah, and thinking back to those girls that got kicked out, I'm not gonna lie, they were in the best of the best room. Like I saw them up in like the room that they were got invited to had like a private pool, like overlooking the whole venue. Like they were in the best room, and like to be publicly embarrassed like that and like everyone needs to get out, like the way they're telling me, I'm like, oof, that does sound bad. But then they stayed positive and they literally got the actual best, which was behind the DJ, and I got to hang out with the DJ and stuff. So you truly have to be positive and like not let those things get down on you, because there's always something better.
Yeah, I think it does go to show that sometimes we think we have the best thing, but we just have to trust that when something good is taken away from us, like there's another plan, another path, another opportunity that lies ahead, but you can't sulk in whatever you had to let go of.
Okay, and last positive thing I'll say that I manifested. Sorry, we're sounding so cheesy, but like, don't they always say life really is live, laugh, love, be positive. It's so annoying, but it's true. So the first time we had left John Summit, when the line was so long, like, and our feet were like already starting to hurt because we walked so far, we were walking out. I was thinking about the Gossip Girl quote that's like, whenever your feet hurt, just drink some champagne and then you'll forget how bad your feet hurt. And I like literally said that out loud. I was like, guys, we need some champagne, like Blair or whichever. No, it's the other one. I never watched Gossip Girl, but there's this quote that's like, you just need champagne, your feet won't hurt. I was like, guys, we need champagne so our feet don't hurt. And then when we finally got back to John Summit, they only had champagne. So we were drinking champagne. I'm like, wow. Yeah, like I literally not only was positive, I'm like, we're going to get back into John Summit, guys. We're going to do it. I manifested the champagne too.
The world is a trippy, trippy place. I love that for you. I'm glad you had a good time in Vegas and that you guys got to do what you wanted to do. Your friend's okay from her fainting.
Yeah, she just went home, napped it off. We got dinner.
Okay, good.
They went out. My flight was at 5 a.m., so I did not go out. I went to bed at 8, and I honestly, I maybe could have, but I'm like,
for your timeline. Now, are you at your parents' house on your trip that you're going to Charlotte? Like, this is that trip all smushed now into one.
Yeah, so I'm in Charlotte right now, and I'll be here for the week. And then I'm going to go to Charleston for a couple of days. Connor's here for work. He got to do something for work and is out and about. And then I know it worked out so well.
Was that hard to pack for all three trips in one?
I know. I have like so much more I could say. I'll make this a really quick summarizing. Actually, no, because when you're only in Vegas for 2 days, I actually only had like two outfits. I really didn't have much. Then I just gave Connor a little duffel bag, my little base, weekender tote, and just threw some stuff in there. And it's so funny. I actually flew Vegas to Nashville. Connor drove from St. Louis to Charlotte. He picked me up at the airport. I got in the car in Nashville, and then I continued on to Charlotte. Because I'm like, if I had flown Vegas to St. Louis, I would have landed at 10 a.m. and we needed to leave St. Louis at like 5 a.m. to make it to Charlotte at a not horrible hour. I'm like, what if I meet you halfway on the drive? And we were looking into it and he's like, God, I hate you. Everything always works out for you. That works like, perfectly. Drive. But he was like, no, that actually works perfectly because then I'll only drive 4 hours myself and then we can do the rest of the way together. And he's like, gosh. And he's like, the highway literally goes past the airport. Like it's not out of the way at all. It's literally right off the highway to pick you up. And I'm like, hee hee.
That's amazing. Hey, but
yeah, so
exactly. You're like, it does always work out for me. And I'm going to keep saying it.
Exactly. Well, that's my updates. I have more I could say, but we'll save it for next week or we'll save it for the Patreon. Anything else?
I mean, yeah, same. Could say so much else, but
yeah,
we'll save it.
And if you guys liked the style of how we're talking, shameless plug, we have so many episodes on the Patreon just like this. Your girls are ranting. We're even a little more unhinged.
A little bit more. I would even venture to say a lot
more. Because usually I wouldn't be so like, oh, I'm so vain, but I want to pay a single dollar for any thing in Vegas. But since we're channeling our Patreon style and putting down our walls and not worrying about how we're being perceived, that's how I was talking. But that's all we do on the Patreon. So head over there for plenty more episodes like this.
Yeah, for unapologetic, authentic, real and raw Karen Allison. Sometimes I'll be like walking down the street and I'll be like, I can't believe I said that in a Patreon episode. I'm like, let it go. Can't have anxiety about it now.
We're cringe or we're free and we let it all hang out on the Patreon. So that's why there's a paywall.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us today. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for letting me share all my updates and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.